Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Now what could I say? So yeah, there was the leaders debate, the second leaders debate on television yesterday night. Now they weren't actually the leaders, it was sort of secondary figures in the party. La Reina, the deputy leader of the Labour Party, well, Nigel Farage has taken over, and obviously is the minor party's Reform UK, which has a prize single member of parliament. All right, theoretically there are no MPs because parliament's been dissolved, but it could be recalled in an emergency. They could get Lee Anderson back. They had, oh my goodness, what's his name, Yuri Griffith, is that it, Ab Griffith, the leader of Plaid Cymru, and then there was Penny Mordaunt representing His Majesty's government, which is the Conservative Party, and the Green Party principal speaker as well. So a fairly unedifying spectacle, a bit like the 2010 election. They had about seven leaders there. Now, this broadcast throughout the United Kingdom, despite the fact that Plaid Cymru, of course, only stands in Wales, which is ridiculous. That's sort of 5% of the UK. And they shouldn't waste airtime for the whole United Kingdom for a party which only stands in a small area of it. The Scottish National Party only stands in North Britain, of course. But nevertheless, they got airtime when they really have nothing to say about other parts of the United Kingdom. Now, I know there are foreign policy issues which affect the UK in its entirety. Now, unwillingly, the SNP are within the United Kingdom. So that does impact them. And Misha Hussain, she was the compere, and some people thought that she performed adeptly. Anyway, so it's not really a debate. It was just airtime for a party to say this and that. And of course, she went straight for the jugular. Penny Mordaunt harped on and on about £2,000 tax hike under Labour. All right, because that is the Conservatives' scare tactic, frighten people that they're going to pay more under Labour, and negative campaigning. But it often works. There's a reason why politicians have been doing it for a century. And these political consultants, that they're no fools. They know that fear is actually a very potent emotion. This is a sort of financial fear that, you know, you have your left on your heart on the left, but the wallet on the right. So, you know, Labour going to hit you where it hurts, and that's in the wallet. And if people are financially straitened circumstances, the last thing they need is to pay more in tax. So now Angela Rayner was going on with her mantra of Tory chaos, Tory chaos. So Angela Rayner showed herself to be an imbecile again, saying, what was it? She said abstract when she meant abject. Yeah, abstract failure. Angela, you shouldn't use these grown-up words if you don't know what they mean. And all right, everybody misspeaks. I mangle my words sometimes as well. But obviously they're very rehearsed. And what that is just gives a little spiel, a vent of their slogans. So it was rather artificial. Anyway, and the Green Party leader, she tried to be above the fray, saying sarcastic. My goodness, that was dignified. But anyway, I'm not sure it helped Miss Mordaunt that she'd obviously been to the hairdresser for a blow dry, and this giving volume to her follicles. Was it meant to be redolent of the 1980s, the decade of big hair and small government? Was she channeling Mrs. T? I'm not sure. Now, she's meant to be one of the Conservatives' ablest communicators, and she's been in politics since her teens. She was even appointed chairman of the Young Conservatives under John Major, before being elected Member of Parliament for Portsmouth North, the constituency in which she was born. But she didn't perform very well. In fact, she performed abysmally, if you see who people thought won the debate. Now, some people voting saying Labour won the debate are saying that simply because they're Labour voters. If they thought Labour performed poorly, they'd poorly vote from anyway. And all right, there's some Labour voters who, be fair-minded, they thought Labour did badly. They'd say, no, it was the Lib Dems or whoever one, but the point is, you'd expect Labour to be on 40 something percent, because that's where they are on the polls, and they're 40%, whereas what's her name, Penny Mordaunt, she's well below where the Conservatives are. Conservatives even on the worst polls, about 20% of the polls, and she had got 7%. That is a shockingly poor performance. What a terrible indictment of her performance. And they were tearing strips out of each other. So Nigel Farage said something very insightful, but really we know there's going to be a Labour government, right? So this election is not about that. It's about who's going to be the major opposition. Let it be Reform United Kingdom. So it's going to weaken the Conservative Party as much as possible. So the only way that Penny Mordaunt could try and make a decent fist of it is by denouncing Rishi Sunak leaving that D-Day ceremony. Now, I actually don't really care that he did that. I know people did. I just think it was very foolish. Because think of the optics of this. It's a PR disaster. And so he really got that one badly wrong. What were his team saying? You just stay for another hour. It doesn't bother me, but it does bother a lot of people. Anyway, so then we go on. So Daisy Cooper, she's the Liberal Democrat MP for St. Albans. She's not their leader. What's she doing there? She's denouncing Farage. Okay, so Farage obviously had a field day, was really into attack mode, really overdoing this, almost throwing himself onto the floor in paroxysms of rage about Rishi Sunak. Oh, he left an hour early or something like that. Anyway, he's a very polished performer, very self-assured. He really likes this format, Nigel Farage. And the Conservatives obviously attack on defence. Because Labour's been all over this place, hopeless on defence. Do they want nuclear weapons? Do they not? Half the shadow cabinet voted to get rid of Trident, the United Kingdom's nuclear weapons systems, including Angela Rayner, suggesting they should spend more on welfare and blah, blah, blah. And now they're trying to talk tough to give themselves a bit of credibility. So that will damage Labour a little bit. But she, as she says, Angela Rayner, she's John Prescott in a skirt. The very fact that she's actually uneducated is appealing and is a certain reassurance to some traditional Labour voters that it's not too metropolitan, it's not just all Oxbridge types, it's someone who's identifiably proletarian, someone who came into this via the trades unions, not the student unions has gone there. It was correctly pointed out that the Conservatives have very little credibility on this. When the Tories took over, the British Army had 100,000 soldiers. It's now got 73,000, a 27% cut. A 27% cut in 14 years. That is shocking. So the Conservatives can hardly pose as the party of defence. I mean, to be fair to Nigel Farage, he's long said this, long before it was fashionable, for 20 years, the United Kingdom really needs to beef up its armed forces, not reduce them. So there's a lot of knockabout about that £2,000 figures. I don't know what the real data point is. Anyway, it's only an estimate. Depends what Labour does. We don't really know what they're going to do. So the Green Party, Plaid Cymru, and the SNP, they're all against defence. Really, they're all pretty pathetic. And then they start arguing about university tuition fees. So Carla Denyer, she was the Green. Leader or principal spokeswoman, as they say. They also have two principal speakers, one male, one female these days. Why not one trans too? That is racialist. So it was rather unedifying, more heat than light. Disastrous for the Conservative Party, again, like I say, but right to give it a shot. Labour, a mistake for them to take part at all. They didn't do that badly out of it, probably slightly better than they did when Keir was there. Maybe they might consider it worth it. They're very cunning that although there's no net gain to them, there's certainly a net loss to the Conservatives, because Farage can attack the Conservative and Unionist Party from the right. And then some hardline Conservatives will just sicken by the party, letting them down every single time by failure, by mendacity, by betrayal, by drifting centrewards, say, I'm going to vote Reform UK, a yelp of pain. Punish them, give the Conservatives a really badly smacked bottom and knock some sense into them. Are these things worthwhile at all? Do we gain anything out of them? Not really. I mean, they're sort of car crash TV, really. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.